This is an All Ears English Podcast, Episode 11, Wisdom Wednesday. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA.
Okay, so in today's episode, you'll learn how to massively increase your vocabulary without spending much time outside of what you're doing in your daily life. So listen up.
In today's episode, we're going to share a tip about how to improve your English. So this is something, Lindsay, you did when you lived in Japan to help you learn Japanese. Tell us what you did.
Yeah, I did. So when I was learning Japanese, I mean, we have the different alphabets. We have the hiragana, the katakana, the kanji, and I also needed to learn the word, right, in itself, too. So you have to learn. So, yeah. But this could work for other languages. So what I did was I had my little apartment in Tokyo, and I just took little cards and put the words in hiragana and in romaji, right, spelled out in the English letters, just all over, like in the bathroom or, you know, on my stove, the rice cooker. So
you would label items?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And it helped a lot, so that when it came to taking the exam, I knew the word better than I would have if I had just limited it to opening a book.
Absolutely. Because you see those cards every time you look up, but it's not necessary to open a book to see them. It's just you're constantly reminded everywhere you look, there's vocabulary.
Yeah, so they really become a part of your life. So we definitely recommend doing that. I mean, why not? Even if you're sharing an apartment with friends or roommates, you can put them in your room, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And I think you don't have to stop at labeling because you know, that would help, I think, beginners or intermediate learners. But at the more advanced level, I mean, why not write up quotes that you like or phrases want to use and just put them somewhere where they're easily visible?
I like that.
Because repetition is key to learning.
Yeah. I remember in Japan, it was easy to find those little keychain cards. Do you remember those?
Yes. So the cards have a hole through them and then they're on a little circular ring.
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah, you can make your own. I mean, if you put several cards together and punch a hole in them and then connect them with a key ring or some other, whatever, it could be a paper clip, depending on how many you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, flashcards. So you're talking about having a stack of flashcards that you get out and you flip through.
Yeah. So for example, if you're on the train and you have your keys in your bag and those cards are right on your keychain,
right,
that would be another way to use this method.
And that's great for, you know, people who are kind of, you like to use paper, but there's also, you know, you could use your smartphone, you could write vocabulary in your phone electronically. It's also great if you're out and about, perhaps you live in the US and you're immersed in English and you see or you hear a new word, to just jot it down really quickly and make that flashcard as soon as you notice a word that you want to learn.
Absolutely. Good stuff. So go for the flashcard method and let us know how it works.
Repetition. All right. Thanks, Lindsay.
Okay. Okay, so I have a question for you guys today. Are you wondering how to maximize your time and learn English as quickly as possible and as easily as possible? I know everyone's busy these days, so you might be wondering this. So here's one way. We have a free ebook, and we have the top 10 ways to learn English with a podcast. So we'd like to offer that to you as a gift for being a listener of the All Ears English Podcast, and you can get that by going to www.allearsenglish.com/free.
Thanks for listening to the All Ears English Podcast. We're here to help you learn English, and you can help us by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. See you next time.